in and out of wanting us. Now you're fading, and I wonder. In and out of wanting us. Now you're fading, and I wonder who will erase me. Oh, who will erase me?
Hello! This is 91.5 FM WMFO Medford Tufts Before Radio. This is Georgia. Normally this would be Granola Girls, and it is to a degree, but Sarah isn't here today. She had to go home a little early for the break, so we miss her today. But I hope you will stick around and enjoy the show. That was Honky Tonk Woman by the Rolling Stones, playing that appropriately because last night Rolling Stones played in my hometown of Austin, Texas, and they visited, or at least Mick Jagger visited, a true honky tonk called the Broken Spoke that is not too far away from where I live. So that's pretty cool. Thanks, Mick. It's funny now because it's surrounded by condos that have been built in the past maybe 5 years. So it's like condo, and then this little honky tonk that's been around forever. So played that, just fitting it in there as a request on behalf of my hometown. And so we have a little bit more abstract show today without a theme because Sarah isn't here to collab on it. So we're just going to get right into it with our next song, which I shuffled a playlist, so it's a surprise. And it's Tender Buttons by Broadcast. So here you go.
Thank you. To the ones who came before us, all the golden ones who were lifted on a wing. We had no idea the dreams we had were far too big, far too big. Dancing on the fallen fruit, the fallen fruit, the fallen fruit, the fallen fruit.
I can't let my baby be. Tried to turn him to a shape that would fit well with me. Now my baby's all alone ever since I up and gone. I can't let my baby be. I can't let my baby sleep. Awake him in the wee small hours of the morning. Or I choke up on the tears like a faucet without gears. I can't let my baby sleep. How do you leave behind a love that hasn't died? next to me and frowns. And I can't let my baby down. I can't let my baby down easy. I can't let my baby drown. If he sings below the line of sight, I best be bound to a life in debt, to sadness and regret. I can't let my baby drown. How do you leave behind a love that hasn't died? He says to me, town's only diamond mine.
so dandy and so fine. With his bodyguards and silver cane in every herring place, he took whatever he wanted to and he laid it all to waste. But his bodyguards and silver cane were no match for the Jack of Hearts. Rosemary combed her hair and took a carriage into town. She slipped in through the side door, looking like a queen without a crown. She fluttered her false eyelashes and whispered in his ear, "Sorry, darling, that I'm late," but he didn't seem to hear. He was staring into space over at the Jack of Hearts. I know I've seen that face somewhere, Big Jim was thinking to himself. Maybe down in Mexico, or a picture up on somebody's shelf. But then the crowd began to stamp the feet and the house lights did dim. And in the darkness of the room there was only Jim and him, staring at the butterfly who just drew the Jack of Hearts. Lily was a princess, she was fair-skinned and precious as a child. She did whatever she had to do. She had that certain flash every time she smiled. She had come away from a broken home and lots of strange affairs, with men in every walk of life which took her everywhere. But she never met anyone quite like the Jack of Hearts. The hanging judge came in unnoticed and was being wined and dined. The drilling in the wall kept up, but no one seemed to pay it any mind. It was known all around that Lily had Jim's ring, and nothing would ever come between Lily and the king. No, nothing ever would, except maybe the Jack of Hearts. Rosemary started drinking hard and seeing her reflection in the knife. She was tired of the attention, tired of playing the role of Big Jim's wife. She had done a lot of bad things, even once tried suicide. Was looking to do just one good deed before she died. She was gazing to the future, riding on the Jack of Hearts. Lily took her dress off, married it away. Your luck ran out, she laughed at him. Well, I guess you must have known it would someday. Be careful not to touch the wall, there's a brand new coat of paint. I'm glad to see you're still alive, you're looking like a saint. Down the hallway, footsteps were coming for the Jack of Hearts. The backstage manager was pacing all around by his chair. "There's something funny going on," he said, "I can just feel it in the air." He went to get the hanging judge, but the hanging judge was drunk. As the leading actor hurried by in the costume of a monk, there was no actor anywhere better than the Jack of Hearts. No one knew the circumstance, but they say that it happened pretty quick. The door to the dressing room burst open and a cold revolver clicked. And Big Jim was standing there, you couldn't say surprised. Rosemary right beside him, studying her eyes. She was with Big Jim, but she was leaning to the Jack of Hearts. Two doors down, the boys finally made it through the wall. Cleaned out the bank safe, it said they got off with quite a haul. In the darkness by the riverbed, they waited on the ground for one more member who had business back in town. For they couldn't go no further without the Jack of Hearts. The next day was hanging day, the sky was overcast and black. Big Jim lay covered up, killed by a penknife in the back. And Rosemary on the gallows, she didn't even blink. The hanging judge was sober, he hadn't had a drink. The only person on the scene missing was the jack of hearts. The cabaret was empty now, a sign said closed for repair. Lily had already taken all of the dye out of her hair. She was thinking about her father, who she very rarely saw. Thinking about Rosemary and thinking about the law. But most of all, she was thinking about the jack of hearts.
Just hopping in to give a little PSA right here about half past the hour, but we'll get right back to the music after this message from Food Not Bombs. Food Not Bombs is a loose-knit group of independent collectives serving free vegan and vegetarian food to others. Food Not Bombs recovers and shares free vegan or vegetarian food with the public, Oh, it's kind of confusing. Anyway, with the public, without restriction, in over 1,000 cities around the world to protest war, poverty, and the destruction of the environment. Each group is independent and invites everyone to participate in making decisions for their local chapter using the consensus process. Food Not Bombs is dedicated to taking nonviolent direct action to change society so no one is forced to stand in line to eat at a soup kitchen, expressing a commitment to the fact that food is a right and not a privilege. For more information, visit foodnotbombs.net. Public service message from Food Not Bombs and WMFO in Medford, Tufts Freeform Radio. Just wanted to share that. Real important PSA for a good cause. And I love that PSA for all that it stands for, and because it has a little wizard standing with all the people giving away food on the picture that's on the piece of paper, which is kind of fun. So, we're going to get back to the music. We were just listening to Please Go Easy on Me from S.E. Rogi? Rogi? Maybe? Great little tune. If you are a fan of recent albums such as Vampire Weekend's Father the Bride, you may recognize the sample of that little melody there from Rich Man by Vampire Weekend. Lots of fun Easter eggs in Vampire Weekend songs. Sometimes a sample will just jump out at you in a different song that you didn't even know was there, which is super cool. Yeah, before that we had Bob Dylan, Bedouin, Lorde, The Raincoats, Broadcast. Really a really full plate. All the different food groups up today. And we're going to hit some of the remaining food groups, I guess, if Claro is considered her own food group, which I think she is by some. So this is Zinnias by Claro.
See me standing on the corner of Comstock and Waverly in a daze where I saw my brother speak for the first time since he graduated in the spring. Got a cold piece of information to bring to you. Said sorry, but I can't stay here while we wait for June. I miss the southern cosmos and the zinnias, oh the zinnias. It comes to me in a dream in the dead heat and the suffocating wet grip that's got a hold on my mama as Marietta's kiss. Quietly I'm tempted, sure sounds nice to settle down for a while. Let the real estate show itself to me. I could wake up with a baby in a sling just a couple doors down from Abigail. My sister met in a ring.
If I had a hammer, I'd hammer in the morning, I'd hammer in the evening, all over this land. I'd hammer out danger, I'd hammer out a warning, I'd hammer out love between my brothers and my sisters all over this land. If I had a bell, I'd ring it in the morning, I'd ring it in the evening, all over this land. I'd ring out danger, I'd ring out a warning, I'd ring out love between my brothers and my sisters all over this land. If I had a song, if I had a song, I'd sing it in the morning, I'd sing it in the evening, all over this land. I'd sing out danger, I'd sing out a warning, I'd sing out love between my brothers and my sisters all over this land. Well, I got a hammer, and I got a bell, and I got a song to sing all over this land. It's the hammer of justice, it's the bell of freedom, it's the song about love between my brothers and my sisters all over this land.
Thank you.
Hello, hello. That was Hour of Parting by Sun Ra and his Astro Infinity Orchestra. Just keeps expanding. It's a beautiful song from a wonderful little EP. Sound, Sun, Pleasure. If anyone's interested in some really great stuff, check out Sun Ra. I just kind of wanted to pop in because I have a special song that I wanted to play next, and mostly special because we've had a couple requests that I have played this hour, but this next song is a song that I've been listening to a lot recently, and I just wanted to dedicate it to, Sarah, who is not here today, unfortunately, and we miss her very much, but also just to my friends, and we have been having these dinner parties over the summer, and we haven't been able to have one again this semester, and I hope to have one before Thanksgiving, but I guess that won't happen, so I'm just going to play this song and hope that that makes up for it. But just a little context, because it's kind of a funny one if you don't know where it's from, so I just want to explain that. A very specific subset of people will know what I'm talking about, but there's a Christmas special film made by the Jim Henson Company, entitled Emmett Otter's Jug Band Christmas, and it features a collection of animals who sing, and they make music, and they have this whole plot surrounding this little town at Christmas time. Obviously, they are puppets. Obviously, many of them are otters. Emmett Otter, specifically, is our main character. And so this song I have been listening to a lot recently because I think ever since I was a child and I watched this movie. Obviously, it pertains to Christmas time, so it's kind of, we're getting there. But it was just a song that I've always really loved. And it is, in the context of the movie, it's two different songs that different characters sing. And then they come together and they sing both of their separate songs together as one. So that's what I'm going to play right now. It's a little sappy, but I wanted to just put that out there and say, everybody, you know, hug your friends and hug your family and celebrate gratitude and thankfulness and being together. So this is Our World.
We're closer now than ever before.
How much alike we are. Perhaps we're long-lost brothers.
There's love in our world and we're showing it more.
We even think the same. You know there may be others.
Our world says welcome, stranger. Everybody's a friend.
We can always use a friend.
Favorite stories don't end.
Welcome, brother, in our world.
Does, Emmett.
Some say our world is getting too small.
So many things to learn, but we'll enjoy each lesson.
I say with kindness there's room for us all.
Problems don't worry us when half the fun is guessing.
I
was following the eye, was following the eye, was following the eye, was following the eye,
was following the eye, was following the eye, was following the eye, was following the eye, was following the pack, all swallowed in their coats with scarves of red tied round their throats to keep their little heads from falling in the snow. And I
enjoy the rest of the afternoon. Don't change that dial. Keep tuned in and keep it freeform. And we'll just play out with a little Hey Cowboy.